20 tremendous athletes, including the favored Lionheart and a one-eyed horse named Pollard's Vision, will hurtle down the turf at Churchill Downs this afternoon in the 130th Kentucky Derby. After these superb entertainers leave racing and then breeding, it's comforting to envision them aging gracefully somewhere on soft green fields. But last year, Japanese news agencies confirmed that Ferdinand, the 1986 Kentucky Derby winner and a famously gentle and playful old champion, was sold to a buyer who led him to slaughter in Japan. Ferdinand was 19 years old and probably ground into pet food. The story of Ferdinand's destruction was the first time many Americans learned about the scale of horse slaughter in the United States. Americans do not eat horse meat or raise horses for food, but there is a black market trade that buys horses, often aging, ailing, and in need of rest and care, and sends them to slaughterhouses owned by French and Belgian companies. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that more than 49,000 horses were slaughtered in the United States last year at the Beltex Corporation in Fort Worth and Dallas Crown in Kaufman, Texas. The horses slaughtered once worked on farms, pulled carriages around parks, and gave rides to children. They were show horses in county fairs and thoroughbreds who once raced for our enchantment and enrichment. They were horses people considered friends. The slaughterhouses who bought them were trying to wring a few last cents out of creatures who have been helpmates and companions. Thousands more wild horses running free on federal lands and protected by law are poached for slaughter each year, captured and packed gasping into sweltering trailers, then shipped across the border into Canada and Mexico and herded into what are called kill boxes. A bill called the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act has been introduced in Congress. The House bill has over 200 co-sponsors of both parties. Maybe Americans are a little sentimental about horses and get distressed by their slaughter, even as they unflinchingly eat the meat of cattle and pigs. But this week, Laura Hillenbrand, the author of Seabiscuit, reminded us that the ties between humans and horses are born of a long and abiding relationship. Here are these exquisite, immensely powerful creatures, she wrote us, who willingly give us their labor in return for our stewardship. They have attended us throughout history, bearing us across frontiers and into battle, pulling our plows, thrilling us in sport, warming us with their beauty. We owe them more than we can ever repay. To send these trusting creatures to slaughter is beneath their dignity and ours.
A ride, no pain, and a lead, no Dan. Going to Montana for to throw the hooligan. They feed in the hollers, they water in the draw. Their tails are all mad.
Tex Ritter.